on the air because pirate radio is back and flourishing illegally from secret hideouts in Merseyside.
The fastest thing in the air.
Radio Merseyland, 225 metres.
Radio Merseyland, for instance, comes from somewhere on the Wirral, always keeping one jump ahead of the GPO engineers. Rob Rorer, however, our Liverpool reporter, diligently tracked them down.
Radio Merseyland, 225 metres in the medium wave band.
Of course, Radio Merseyland broadcasts to you every Sunday afternoon between the hours of 12 and 3 in support of the Free Radio Organisation. This is Radio Merseyland.
That was the station identification of Radio Merseyland, one of several illegal radio stations that has been transmitting on Merseyside for some time now. At the moment, I'm in a house somewhere on Merseyside, and we're about to witness a very brief transmission by Radio Merseyland's pirate disc jockeys. Since the golden oldie days of Radio Caroline and the Pirate Radio Act that put them out of business, scores of smaller mobile pirate radio stations have come on the air. On Merseyside and in Cheshire, there can be heard Radio Rhondda on 227 metres, Radio Free Cheshire around Winsford on 221 metres, Radio Venus North also in the Winsford area on 199 metres, Radio Free Liverpool on 217 metres, and Radio Merseyland on 225 metres. With me are two of the people running Radio Merseyland. Because of the certainty of prosecution, they can't face the camera. There must be some expensive penalties for running an illegal radio station. Why do you risk those penalties?
Well, because we think it's worth it in the cause of free radio. And I think the maximum penalty is about £400 plus imprisonment.
Why do you risk that imprisonment?
Well, because you know, we think it's worth it in, you know, in the cause of free radio.
I think what must be got over to people is the fact that there is a monopoly operating in this country at the moment, without mentioning any names. I'm sure everybody knows what it is. And this little thing that we are doing is really a stand-up opposition to this monopoly. And unfortunately, there's no other way of doing it, you know.
How regularly have you transmitted over the past year?
Well, this year, we haven't done so badly. We weren't doing a lot yet last year, but we've been doing fairly well this year, up until recently, you know.
Would you say you did it once a week? Twice a week?
A few times a week.
And what stopped you transmitting that regularly?
Well, GPO activity. See, we acknowledge that the GPO are very active as regards this, you know.
And you just can't take risks that you know are going to be too high, you know, no matter what you're standing for. I mean, it's a matter of common sense that you've got to realise when you're actually in danger.
What's the strength of the transmission?
Well, it's been received in Southport, all round there, you know.
Is there a good reception in Southport?
Yeah, and it's been picked up around Manchester, you know. Yeah. We're in about a 20-mile radius.
From the transmitter, you know, it does cover.
What makes you so nostalgic about Radio Caroline, though?
Well, I think it's just that it was the station that took the time and trouble to actually broadcast free music to the people of the north of England, with its sister ship Caroline South taking over the south of England, for absolutely nothing. It cost me nothing, it cost you nothing, and all it had to do was switch on. And this is like free commercial radio. The radio that we set up in this country won't be free commercial radio, it'll be free radio under license to the government.
Our radio correspondent there was Rob Rorer. And when I said we're going off the air for 5 weeks, that's true of Newsday, but there will be Northern News each evening from Malcolm Brown, Bill Crosdale, Peter Tomlinson and Michael Lemoinian. As the first of those aforesaid four gentlemen who's got the Northern News tonight. Malcolm Brown.
Good evening. The dock strike and 60 Liverpool dockers went back to...